It is a Patriots Friday, and we will be joined in just a few moments by Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker. The division gets a little more interesting with what happened last night to Tua and to the Miami Dolphins. I'm assuming that he'll be out for a while.
I would imagine so.
It was awful to watch. At some point also, I mean, it's football, so... But at some point, the NFL, especially if you gained a lot of new fans, mm-hmm. thanks to your queen,
yeah,
like you don't want to see that what do you call it again? The
fencing.
The fencing pose.
Yeah. The rigor mortis, the frozen pose. Yeah,
you don't want fans to be tuning mm-hmm. in and seeing that in your game.
No.
The NFL may say something to Tua, like, it's time for you to say goodbye.
And didn't the last time this happened to Tua, it was like another primetime game? Mm-hmm. Like, if this is happening, and this is not taking away of how serious of an injury this is, mm-hmm. but if it's on Sunday, there's so much going on, and you're watching a million different games. The fact that this is now, again, the only game that's going on that night, and all of America has their eyes on it.
The same
guy. That is...
I'm pretty sure this happened on Thursday Night Football against the Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is you're right, Courtney. Another nationally televised game same guy.
I'll ask you because you played the game. Curtis said it earlier. Do you think the Thursday night games ought to go away? Like, do you think that's a part of this issue?
I don't think it's necessarily a part of this issue. I think that, you know, obviously when you come off a short week, your body's going to be feeling a certain way, and there's a chance that you could get hurt. You know, we're more likely to get hurt because you didn't get the proper rest. I just think that when you look at the concussion issue, like, you'll see this play 1,000 times in a game.
Yeah.
It just seems like, and we know with Tua, some guys are more susceptible to it. Right? It's like in boxing. Some guys have an iron chin, where other guys, you get hit and that's it, right? So Tua looks like he's one of those guys where he's getting to the point where it doesn't take much for him to get in that mode.
But this is his fourth or fifth concussion?
It's the third in his NFL career. Diagnosed third in his NFL career. I mean...
I would not want to risk another one.
But here's my question for the players' union, which is about as strong as my backbone. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you allow this to happen? You could easily schedule it so that you don't have a short week. Because if the short week doesn't matter, then why don't you play every game on 4 days?
Yeah.
Because what happened to Tua's brain is unlikely because he played last Sunday. I understand that. But the amount of injuries on short weeks, I Googled that there have been several studies about this very thing where it seems to happen when players don't have the right rest. And like Kansas City played Thursday night. They could play another Thursday night game into a bye week.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots, I think a couple years ago they tried to do it. Didn't the Patriots play like the Bills and the Dolphins on back-to-back Thursday nights? Like, you could easily create a schedule by which the team playing on Thanksgiving plays the Thursday before.
Right.
Like,
it's only going to get worse because these games on days other than Sunday are all about the NFL adding streaming services, adding Amazon, adding places where you can watch games so that they can make more money. Like, I mean, that's all that it is about.
And the players split it. So it's not just for the owners.
No,
I mean, they get half that revenue.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and we always get into this with the NFLPA, the players union. It's just there are too many guys that are like, I want my money. We can't go on strike. I'm not going on strike. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Brady and some of you other guys and Mahomes, you got plenty of money. You got enough money to last you through, you know, 6 months of no work. Yeah. I don't.
All right. Well, Jelani Tavai coming up. We'll get to Courtney in the news at 7:45. Angry Principal Dave has an issue with your lead this morning, Wiggy. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Been a while. Hope everybody's well. Wiggy, I love you, but I got to call you out.
Okay.
You can sit here and call out Shannon Sharp. You call out Courtney for the breast issue, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot sit here and tell me, as a principal school committee member, that you did not know that the superintendent had a federal grant where he was going to pay you for the mentor, which I think is a great idea. But you acted so shocked, yet I'm calling
well,
you fraudulent
because didn't get
because
it.
You
yeah,
know
no,
clearly,
I, no,
you know
but I didn't
clearly
get it.
You were getting
no,
that money.
No, I didn't get it. That's the point that you don't
well,
get.
Well, I'm not saying you got it.
Right.
No, I'm not saying you got
so
it, Wiggy,
you,
but
no,
you didn't
no,
mention
no,
it once yesterday.
No, when you say.
You didn't mention it once.
No, no, when you say I got $100,000, I'm like, no, I didn't.
But you didn't say yesterday.
But there was, but
there was a grant that
no, no,
was going to happen
grant,
that I was going to do. You never mentioned the mentor program.
The,
you never mentioned anything.
The grant
fraudulent.
The grant was never guaranteed to me.
Dave, take it easy.
The grant was never guaranteed. It was like, oh, if we could do this, great. But it was never guaranteed. I didn't go in there.
Did you order the code red?
That's the difference.
You could have said it yesterday.
But the grant,
you could have said it yesterday.
Dave,
cleared
Dave,
it all
you're
up.
Not listening. You're not listening. Yesterday they said I got $100,000.
Yeah.
What part of that don't you understand?
Right.
You are a principal at a school. They said I got $100,000. I'm like, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The grant, yeah, he talked about the grant, but he said, well, I have to see if I can get this done.
Right.
So I didn't go into it saying, oh, I'm getting a grant.
Right.
And then if it gets done, it gets done. If it doesn't, right. it is what it is.
Also, as the man said when he was on the show, he's not a numbers guy.
Yeah. Hey, if you can get that done, great. But guess what? If you can't, I'm like, all right, people say a lot of things.
He also said your expertise was priceless.
But here's the difference with Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp made it seem like, oh, this was an accident. I went IG Live.
Yeah. I listen to this. Courtney figured it out. I think there's a video.
Yeah.
There's like multiple steps required to go Instagram Live.
Yes. Mitch has the video. He's showing it for you.
Okay.
I screen recorded myself going live.
All right.
If you don't follow along, at Coco Cox.
All of these things. It would be impossible to be pleasuring another person while you are figuring out how
right.
to go Instagram Live. It's impossible. It was not an accident.
Right.
Correct.
And that's okay. Doesn't seem like anybody who employs Shannon Sharp is upset with it.
No.
Seems like he wanted some cred.
Yeah.
When it came to his prowess
yeah.
in bed.
He's promoting, you know, pump pills for his junk on his nightcap show.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he promotes them proudly now.
I'll get it in.
He said he was just doing what a healthy man
yeah.
is doing.
Yeah.
But just be like, listen, you know, yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, maybe I might have recorded it a little bit. Because then the part that it would, that like exposes him, when Ocho said, oh, you was only good for a minute and a half. He was like, no, that was 20 minutes in. So 20 minutes in, he decided to
20 minutes in, why are you on your phone?
Bingo. He decided, you know, let me get the phone out real quick. Hold on, I got to make a call. I ain't going to stop, but I just got to send off this quick text message.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to make our WEEI Survivor pool picks right now?
Yeah.
While
Let's
we
do
wait,
it.
While we wait for Jelani to buy. Texter, a Survivor pool hardo, suggested that maybe I ought to take Houston.
Ooh.
But I think I'm leaning toward Baltimore. Where are you at?
I am going to go. Yeah, no, I'm going to follow my heart. The Jaguars over the Browns. Home
okay.
game.
I like that, Courtney.
I like
okay.
that.
They lost week one.
Okay.
Wait, Shime right. said it's good?
Is that?
I said I like that for you.
It's a good one, though.
Shoot.
I have to tell
hey,
you.
I got my survival pool pick right last week.
I have to, Chad, do you realize the immediate defense is why we keep bringing it up?
Yeah, I know. That's okay. why I keep getting defensive. Curtis, that's the point. It's a good bit.
Courtney has continued to build, like, grow into the sports radio role, and I think she's arrived.
Big donut for you last night on your pick, Shime.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Not
you,
great.
I know you don't eat donuts now, but.
I would like a donut. I would have liked to, you know,
Ofer.
Drown my sorrows in carbs.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm going to get bagels today. We had
yes.
talked about
All right.
it.
Excellent.
Son Thanks, of Curtis.
A... Curtis, are you taking the Patriots?
I am taking the New England Patriots.
Wow.
Best coach in football, Gerard Extra Mayo.
He will be on with us Monday morning.
Don't bet against the Pats. I found out the hard way.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Okay.
It's a great pick, Greg.
It's early, and I kind of wanted to save them, but the point is survival. You got to get to the end. Survivor pool hardos say this to me all the time. Get to the end. That's more important. So I'm taking Baltimore. Shine, what are you doing?
Oh, God, I find myself in a conundrum.
Great question in general.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, by the way, Jackson just told me Tavai is 10 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
Jackson also needs to make his pick, too. You know what? I'm gonna go in a different direction than you, Greg. I'm going to burn a different team here. Give me the Indianapolis Colts at the Green Bay Packers. No Jordan Love. They're starting Malik Willis, who has like a 17% sack rate, which is double what the leading sack rate guy was last year in Justin Fields. I'll take the Colts. Give me the Colts.
Okay. Where's Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh.
Seems like he's coming.
He's scampering in.
Big crack!
While we wait for Jackson, I got a couple questions.
Hello. Oh, I got Dallas.
You're taking Dallas?
There you go. Dallas over the Saints.
Okay.
Right. Wow, we're all over the place this
week.
I like
this for us.
Right. Yeah, hold on, Jack.
I do, too.
I will welcome whoever's coming to the loser's pit with me on Monday.
Wiggy, who would you have taken?
I like Courtney's. I like the Jaguars.
I feel
and Browns.
Awful about that now.
Yeah. I like that. You know, that's what I do.
Honestly, it's probably fun being in the loser's, you called it the loser's pit.
Yeah.
With Wiggy, because I don't know what happened. Financially, but the man picked up the entire tab for everybody last night at Ocean Prime. There were like 10 of us.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know if he came into some money recently.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wiggy. That's expensive.
I might be coaching again. Different location, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that breaking news?
Well, it could be. I could be coaching again.
I mean, that was a pretty hefty tab last night.
Yeah, you know. But
you're down to 97.5. Yeah, take from Brockton, I think.
You've picked up the tab plenty of times before, you know. So I don't know. I'm looking for another location. Where else is another struggling city where I can go coach?
Can I ask a question?
Find
of the room?
Out.
Yesterday,
I'd be coaching in Lawrence.
Really?
I could help. If that's
Lawrence,
where you're...
Did Lawrence reach out?
You know what I mean. They got some grants and stuff over there.
It's close to my house if you need a video guy. Analytics guy.
Wiggy seems to be preying on school systems that are hanging in the financial balance. I don't know why that I'm getting that
I don't
feeling.
Pray on that. I try to help the kids out, man. You know, people get... Listen, people are supremely jealous, and I get it. That, you know, when they feel like, oh, he's not a union guy. What coaching experience does he have? I mean, you know, I've had a little coaching experience. Mm-hmm. I coach my kids. I helped out at Central Catholic. Yep. You know, what do I know?
You're just a Super Bowl champion. Yeah. That would be enough for me.
Oh, you know.
You should just retort with what experience did Gerard Mayo have?
Well, you know, and then a lot of those kids in the Boogie Down. Very similar to me growing up, so I was able to relate to a lot of them and some of the struggles that they went to, and it was really about helping them, but, you know. The Herald did apologize.
The Herald has issued this morning.
Yeah.
Curtis, you said it's right off page one and an apology.
Yeah. So. Inside of page one.
I think they said they're sending me 25% off a subscription. Appreciate that.
Are you a big newspaper guy? I didn't see you as a big newspaper guy.
But okay. now they have newspapers on tape. So.
I'll tell you one thing you can do for me is at some point during the show this morning, you can explain the whole little Lil Wayne Super Bowl.
Oh man, it's
me.
That is big. Yes,
can you explain that to me.
I sent some audio. I can send it to you.
Okay, because I don't.
They're coming for Jay-Z.
We should do a bit, Curtis. We'll call it beef splaining, where Wiggy explains rap beefs.
That sounds great.
All right, you want to do that later? All right. Jelani Tavai. We'll get to Jelani Tavai coming up. Is that the way we got to do that, or do you want to do it now? Shine.
I think we do it now, and then just break 5 minutes late.
All right. Well, on a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Jelani.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What a shock for the football world last week. I know you guys are on to Seattle and on to this week, but what an effort for you guys last week. How great was it to win that first game for your new head coach?
No, it was great. It was a big milestone for Mayo and for us as an organization, and hopefully we can build on that this upcoming week.
Jelani, one thing you talked about before the game is the defense and how you guys want it. You go into it with the mindset you're going to carry this team every single week. You guys had another amazing job creating turnovers, making Joe Burrow uncomfortable back there. How do you continue to build off of that going against the Seattle team and where you know they like to run the football and Geno Smith is a solid quarterback when it comes to, you know, trying to make the right decisions?
It starts with our preparation. You know, it starts on Wednesday on our early downs and it carries on each and every day that we go into this week. But that mindset never changes for us. You know, our biggest thing is always to be tough football players, to know that if a team wants to run the ball, we better be able to stop it and make them one-dimensional and you know, put their quarterback in situations where they're questioning what coverage we're running, or you know, give them different looks so that you know, they might make that mistake of throwing it into a trap corner or whatever it is, you know. So it's on us to, you know, see what they're doing on offense, that way we can make an adjustment and capitalize on any mistakes that they make in the game.
Jelani, when it comes to preparing for week two, Kenneth Walker was a star for Seattle in week one. He hasn't practiced back-to-back days the last 2 days. I'm sure you're preparing as if he is going to be playing this week, but there is a chance that he's not. So how much does that change the way in which you guys see Seattle in week two?
It doesn't change. Like you said, we're practicing as if he is playing. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't. But for the time being, we're going to make sure that we're dialed in and focused on making sure that we stop him this week, because like you said, he is a big threat and he is a big part of their offense, and so it's just another opportunity and challenge that we're really excited for. And if he does get to play, wonderful. If he doesn't, wonderful. Like nothing changes for how we're going to approach the game. So, like I said, we're just going to be excited and ready for Sunday.
Jelani, one of the things that Gerard Mayo talked to us about is he said that, you know, guys are going to hear the noise outside of the locker room, whether it's, you know, us in the media predicting how many wins you're going to get, how good your football team's going to be. You guys hear that. How much does that fuel you when you hear the negativity about, you know, what, you know, some of us might view the expectations of this team? What does that do for you guys inside that locker room as far as fueling you to maybe prove a lot of us wrong?
I didn't even know about how everyone had Cincinnati over us, so I didn't really have a reaction on that until after the game when everybody started telling me that. And then two, I don't know, it's, We all have that underdog mindset, you know. We're okay with being the underdogs, because you know we're going to be the same team every, like, week in, week out, and make sure, and we're going to make sure that every team understands and feels, you know, our aggression and our tough football. So for the younger guys who are listening to the noise, I hope that they can lean to a vet and you know, not look at those distractions and just focus on their play and perfecting their craft. And for the older guys, I think we've been in this organization long enough to know that we don't need to hear or listen to any of other people's opinions other than our teammates, our coaches, and ourselves. So I think we have really good guys in here to make sure that we don't listen to the noise.
We've all heard that some of your teammates during the fourth quarter of that game Sunday started chanting, "Take them to the hill," on the sidelines. That's one of those things that, you know, at some point, maybe week 8, 9, 10, whatever, could be a little corny. But Gerard Mayo said yesterday that the that was an attempt during training camp to create adversity for the team. And is that kind of the way you guys feel about that? From a
100%.
Yeah,
100%. But it also just goes back to, you know, tough football. You know, a lot of teams don't condition. A lot of teams don't do this and that, whatever. And I feel like a lot of teams aren't practicing the way that we do over here in New England. So when we you know, quote unquote, take them to the hill, we want to make sure that, like, we want to show them, like, our tough football and how conditioned we are, even if it's late in the game. So, yeah, you said it perfectly at the end.
Jelani, the end of that game, it seemed like the players took personal the questioning over the new head coach and Gerard Mayo. What did that Gatorade bath and what did that win mean for you guys in playing for him?
No, it was everything. You know, getting the first win as a new head coach is always is one of the toughest things. So it was good that it was awesome to, you know, get him that first win, especially coming from his linebacker room. I know it was a special moment. You know, it's our job as players to make him look good. So we're going to do our best to continue that each and every week.
I don't know if you saw the game last night and what happened to Tua, but is there, from a player perspective, when you see somebody who has suffered the way he has concussion-wise, you see what happened last night again, is there a concern player-wise when it comes to these Thursday night games and short rest?
I mean, it is what it is. You can't. It's going to be hard to, you know, coming into the NFL to change those kind of primetime things. So, I mean, it's just the game we play. But in Tua's case, I just hope that, you know, he recovers and I pray that he's okay, because he's a really good guy and definitely got to bond with him over the past off season. So I got nothing but love and respect for that guy. Just hopefully, you know, things turn out better for him. But yeah, I don't really care what day we play. It's just another day for me to get into the office and have fun.
If you had gone through what he went through before and last night, would you keep playing?
You know, that's just a decision I gotta sit down and have with myself and my family. It's hard. It's hard to walk away from the game that you've been playing your whole life. You know, so I don't know. It's hard to put myself in that spot right now.
Yeah,
Jelani, last one for me. I know you're a West Coast guy. I'm guessing it seems like you're a big student of the game and you love the football game. Our resident PFF Shime here, Chris Shime, said that a guy like Joe Montana could not play in today's era of football. And we have the discussion, could guys play in, you know, the older era, and some of those guys play in this era?
Yeah. I believe he went so far as to say that you, Jelani Tavai, were tougher than Brian Urlacher.
Yes.
To correct the record, I said he could hit harder.
Hit harder than Brian Urlacher.
Yep. Brian Urlacher.
I've been hit by Brian Urlacher. Shy, my guy here.
That'd be me.
Yeah.
I thought you said Joe Montana said that. I said what?
No. I've been hit by Brian Urlacher, never you, and I do not want to get hit by you. How do you feel when you hear people compare some of the older players? Could they play in today's era, or some of you guys, could you play in, you know, the older era? Do you think that there are guys who could and can't play in either era?
You know, it's hard. If we had the same rules back in the day, I would probably say no, but I think if you talk to an offensive player, they would say, yes, I could play in this time. If you talk to a defensive player, they'd probably say, I don't want to play in this era because of the rules. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different.
All right, well, we'll let you get to work and start getting ready for Sunday and an opportunity to be back at home, and I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing the fans on Sunday.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, Jelani Tavai. There he is on a Patriots Friday. Courtney with the news next.